Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you fabulous, amazing, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Boy, do I have a mess of stuff to get through with you today. All kinds of, I'm telling you, I'm just a creating fool. And things are just coming in, and all these private sessions and emails from Jennifer's program and John's program. I'm telling you, I've got a lot of stuff today. So stop what you're doing and focus. All right. So, I don't know why everybody is so charged about Creation Station this year, but I'm getting boku emails about it, guys. So I never roll it out this early, but I posted it on the website. It's going to be September 4th, 5th, and 6th. We're still holding it to $600. I'm still maintaining that. There are payment plans available, but we had such great response about really holding the intention of learning the work and how to do the work and train people for the work that I'm going to expand on that this year, really delving into exactly how to most exponentially use the sheets, how to decipher the highest meaning of what it's channeled, which is the most important responsibility of channeling. How to begin you and expand your business as a channel life coach. We're going to do a little bit about that. And how to truly be open and create your openness to all possibilities. And to how to impart tough information with truth and integrity and love. So those are some of the things. I mean, you know, if you've done Creation Station before, you know, we come in with attentions and then we've just signed up for the ride because the channel kind of takes over. So again, you can sign up if you're so inclined this early. You know, it's limited. I can only take 24 people. And it's on imdwallace.com on the homepage. So for those of you that ordered Eat, Pray, hashtag FML, my daughter Gabrielle's book, first of all, we thank you from our hearts, and I am asking, if you haven't already, it would be incredibly helpful if you could take a few minutes to leave a review on Amazon and Goodreads. Please don't mention that you're good friends of ours when you do that, but if you're so inclined, that would be awesome. We do have a webinar on ego coming up. I'm really excited about this one because when I got the information to do it and they told me to go to the dictionary and look up, well, ego, I was pretty floored. Usually we use our ego as a reason not to do something because we'll be inflated or stuck up or a bully or, you know, but ego is actually how we define the I or the self of who we are. It's the thinking and the feeling and the willing of a person that distinguish itself from the selves of others. So like everything, guys, it can be positive or negative. The positive with ego, it can limit or expand all of our possibilities. If you're not brave enough and powerful enough within yourself to know that all possibilities are open to you, which some people will go, well, that's egotistical. Well, but you see, you're limiting. You're going to limit yourself if you don't allow yourself to powerfully accept that. And when we put the ego through divine love, we are able then to know, accept, claim, and live, I am God. So that's on February 11th at 7 p.m. The new product I keep talking to you about, How Creation Works, the Science Behind Spirituality, will roll out March 1st. I'm excited for all of you to get it that are so inclined to call for it. It's going to answer a lot of your questions, and it's going to make you understand why living consciously and taking your own self-responsibility is paramount to what you get. Okay, now I'm going to go really out on a limb. Nadia called me to share this information that two rather prevalent psychics that she likes both came out and matched the information that we got in our politics webinar that Trump will be leaving because of health issues sometime this year. And I wanted to give you this information because it came out of a big session about a lot of different subjects, but especially about politics. If you are a Democrat or a liberal or an independent and you want any guidance, I know all my healing people say, don't go into politics, Dee, but damn, isn't there this where everybody needs to be enlightened, I guess is the highest word. If you are a Democrat or independent or undecided, according to the channel and other channels of top channels that I work with, the best person to beat Trump is Bloomberg, and the highest choice to lead the country right now in what the country wants and the ability to bring the country together is Elizabeth Warren. Now, can that change in any minute? You bet, because we know that whatever we hold, whatever we believe, affects and goes out into and pools into the energy of the whole. There is never anything constant, guys. Never anything constant except the fact that it's up to us, and it's up to us to take responsibility for what we want. Right now, I would like to invite everyone to claim, which means we are directing. I am a person. Wherever you are, I am a person who lives and creates a country of dignity, respect and honor for all people, truthfulness, integrity, always holding the highest for the masses. I'm waiting for the words. That's why I'm holding. And power through divine love and trust. This is what I am claiming for my country, no matter what your country is. This is what I'm claiming for the people who are making up my country, for the rules and regulations of the constitutions that make up our countries. This is my clear direction to all energy that we are creating this. And so it is. So if you feel yourself getting plugged in with everything that's going on, especially in America, but all over the world with climate change and everything, don't go into the fear, guys. Go into what you want. Do the work that you have been taught to do. You have more power than you know. Look, if you're on the call and you want to talk to me, press 1 if you haven't already. If you have pressed 1, don't press it again because it'll take you off. But I know Blog Talk used to tell you that, and now they don't. So, okay, anything else? All right, I can go to the calls. All right. Just get ready because a lot of higher information and truthfulness and everything's coming out all over the place. So should be a pretty darn good show. Let's go. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
First off, I just wanted to say last week I talked about the rash around my mouth. I have laid off the tomatoes and it's already improving a lot.
Oh, awesome.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And then a few, I don't know, month or two ago, I talked about my shoulder aching and, you know, we said, well, it's actually in my neck. And I just realized today, I think also I sometimes have pain in my wrist. I think it was the very first time I ever called your show like 6 or 7 years ago, and I asked about my wrist, and it was my neck, and I wonder if it's the same thing.
It is. It is the same thing.
And last time on your show, we got to the base, something about the base of the skull needing to expand for the crystalline DNA or something like that.
Dear God, I don't remember. You know, when I'm in the channel, information that I wouldn't know as a person comes in. But
yeah,
what they're saying, Emily, oh, I got to do it now. All right, everybody's got to hold on. I got to go across the room and get the body book. So hang on. Earth. Because the first thing I heard was arthritis, and then they said, but it's not arthritis. But that's where we're going for the wow, I opened it right up here, here. Okay, they feel unloved with the resulting resentful bitterness and a critical judgmentalness towards others. Now, they want you to know this is a past life thing.
Okay.
But there's a little tiny bit of you that's still holding the resentment, and it's, quote, hardening you, unquote.
Okay.
Okay. Does this resonate in your life anywhere in this lifetime?
I can feel that tiny little bit that comes out sometimes, resentfulness toward other people.
Why? What would your dad have had to do with this? Did he feel, did he feel that people resented him?
Yeah, well, yes, he, in his family, he was the only one to go to college, and his siblings really resented that his parents paid for that and gave him a car and gas and, yeah.
So, everybody in your family, they're saying, kind of came in to work on different elements of this resentment or feeling that they are resented, to let it go in this lifetime.
Amazing. I feel that all the blessings, things go well for me, then I do feel that like people will resent me. I mean, I've worked on that over time, but.
Yeah, well, they want you to know it's a past life thing, so work on it cellularly now. Tell yourselves that thank you very much. Thank you, body, for bringing this to my attention, but I'm directing all my cells to let this belief go. I know that the more I succeed, the happier I am, the happier and more loving everybody is toward me.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful. Thank
so
you
it is,
so much.
Baby cakes, you bet.
Yeah, woohoo.
Woohoo, indeed. Thanks, Emily.
Yeah.
All righty.
Love you.
I love you too, baby. All right, we're going to Jean in Cape Cod. What's up, babe?
Hi, Dee. Thank you for talking to me last week, and I have some positive feedback
about
my girlfriend in San Diego and her daughter, who's been very sick. They were not that open to a therapist, but my acupuncturist here contacted a colleague of hers in San Diego that teaches and practices at the Institute of Classical Five-Element Acupuncture. I talked to him on Thursday. He would like to work with this girl, and I called my girlfriend Friday, and they are open to the acupuncture. He can treat her symptoms, and I also know he can unblock things.
Yeah, well, of course, that's what acupuncture does, guys. It opens up the meridians so your energy flows again. Yeah,
yep.
I'm getting a big yes that he can help her.
I am too.
And will help her.
Thank you so much. It was a nerve-wracking week for me, but it's a really positive outcome.
Miss Jean, who's in charge of calmly and knowingly taking steps to help, or taking steps to help while you allow yourself to go into a nerve-wracking week?
Me. But I did it.
Could you choose the first one for me, please, from now on?
What?
Okay. What I'm saying to you is, guys, you can take the same steps from a dramatic worry place, or you can take the same steps from a knowing place. It's better for you if you take steps from a knowing place, because otherwise you're giving up a little part of yourself to help somebody else, aren't you?
I know, that's what happened.
Well, okay. Well, you're in charge of that. So choose better for yourself next time while you're helping others. It's a beautiful thing that you're concerned and want to help her, but don't do it at the expense of yourself. Okay?
I understand that. I had a lot of other issues going on in my life at the time. So, and I understand.
Jean, and everybody.
Yeah.
What I want you to understand is you literally create more issues the more drama you allow yourself to go into.
I get it.
Okay. Thank you. I get that you do.
Thank
now.
You so much.
Love
you,
baby.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, it's so important, guys. I find Gabrielle and I, we stay on each other all the time about that because, you know, we're actors. We go into the drama. It doesn't serve you. You get more done faster, clearer, and in a healthier state when you simply go, okay, this needs to be done. The more I stay balanced, the better I do it, and the better it is for me, and the better it is for everybody involved. Kathy in Kentucky, what's up?
Hello, Dee.
Hello, baby.
I have made some very important changes in my life starting January 6th, and I was wondering if the channel could give me any thoughts as to how to go forward. Do I need to add anything? Just...
You need to be more specific.
Okay. I've changed my eating totally.
Yep.
I've actually released 11 pounds already.
Good for you. Are you getting enough protein is the first thing that comes in. Make sure you get enough protein.
Well, I'm using collagen and protein shakes, and I'm also eating a meal with protein in it.
Okay. It's about the absorption.
Okay.
Is there anything physical to do, mental? They're saying just direct your body to absorb the protein in a balanced way. And that's the big part of it, in a balanced way. So just direct your body to do that. Okay? Okay, keep going. Keep going.
I've also started walking every morning, 20 to 30 minutes before I
Good for
start
you.
My day. I'm just looking for, I guess, more guidance, anything that comes like what you just said that will help this process be easy, full of grace, and actually productive.
Well, of course, you can direct that. You know,
which
that,
I have.
Yeah, I was already testing it, and I get a yes. So I'm not getting anything else. Kathy, they're just saying keep doing what you're doing, and most of all, really move into the self-love that you are coming forward to do this for yourself and you're taking the steps you need to do. Doesn't it feel good?
Yes.
You bet.
Absolutely.
Feels
it's
good
like-
to love yourself enough to give yourself what you want, especially around your health, guys. See, creating our own health is kind of the last place. And again, we're indoctrinated to be sick and think that it's out of our control. It's really, most of us have found, we have power over creating more money. We have power over our relationships more. When it comes to our bodies, we want to give our power away to, quote unquote, the experts. Well, a lot of times, I'll give you a good example. Gabrielle called me in tears. She said, Mommy, I don't know what's going on. My neck is in a vice. I can't even turn it. She had to fly today to do a movie. And the more she talked, the more I kept hearing Coxsackie. Now, you guys know I had Coxsackie from when I did Cujo. Coxsackie is basically hoof and mouth disease. And she went to all these other doctors. They said, no, it's a bacteria. No, it's structural. No, I said, I'm telling you it's Coxsackie. I'm testing it. And I know it. I just know it. So she went over to Dr. Carlson, my doctor. And sure enough, it was Coxsackie. So what I'm finding is that my experiences with different sicknesses or challenges, physical challenges, I've had... So that, well, one of the reasons is so that I have a memory of what that is, and the channel can connect it for me when I'm talking to you guys, right? But I finally said to her, you've got to love yourself enough to follow the advice, right? To know what you know and not give your power away to all of the doctors who, by the way, said you would never be here, right? Now, that being said, I'm not a doctor. I believe that both modalities have to come together. We have to listen to ourselves, and we have to use the right doctors with the right information that can help us. Most doctors don't even deal in adrenals. They just put people on antidepressants or pain medication, right? I have a doctor who knows how to keep my adrenals strong. Now, do I have to go in and out of different vitamins and adrenal supplements? Yeah. And isn't that a lot better than taking chemical medicine? Yeah. And now I'm working on, as we've already talked about on the show, balancing my nervous system so that I allow everything to be easy and simple as I take the steps to create what I want, because stress is at the bottom of everything, guys. Stress depletes your immune system, right? So if I want my adrenals to stay intact, I can choose peace over stress. That's going to be the biggest thing to help me, right? So while we're working on all these things, playing with all these things, we want to make sure to direct our bodies to be where we want them to be, which is always stating it in the positive. So, Kathy, what weight do you want to be at?
About 140.
Okay, lose the about. And direct your body. I am weighing 140 pounds. I am already energetically weighing 140 pounds. Woohoo! What does that feel like? And just keep doing the steps that you're doing and allow your body to start defining itself as 140 pounds. Because right now you're still defining yourself as heavy. And however we define ourselves, guys, that's what we're going to match. Do you understand that principle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's the biggest thing you can do.
Wonderful. I had been saying I am at my perfect weight, but I hadn't put a number to it.
Yeah. The number's so better.
Okay. That helps
okay.
tremendously.
All right,
thank
baby
you
cakes.
So
yeah, keep us posted. And good for you. Good for you that you're taking steps to love yourself. I love it. Woohoo. Good lesson for everybody on the show. Eileen in Brooklyn, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Wow, it's been a long time, or it feels like it anyway.
Well, you can come back anytime, baby cakes. What can I help you with today?
Well, mine is health related too. And I've been doing lots to really address it. You know, it has to do with sinus issues and IBS and all kinds of stuff.
My first recommendation to you is that you might consider working with Masumi, because the sinus and the gut are all connected. And she has helped me a lot in that area, the medical intuitive that we actually, you can hear her webinar if you want to get introduced in any way to what she does. Do you do the neti pot or any of that stuff?
I've tried it in the past. It's just really hard for me.
Why is it hard for you?
It's kind of repulsive. I can't sort of move liquid around in my sinuses. It's difficult.
Well, I get that's a true statement. So if you talk to her, make sure that you tell her that. But you see, just because you're saying this tells me that it's all interconnected. I'm not a doctor, but that's what I'm hearing. So there's two things they want to give you today. We're going to the sheets and we're going to a core belief, because you know, guys, everything physical has an energetic cause. You get to that, the physical can then dissipate and go away. So we're going to a core belief, this page here, 26, 27. Yeah. Okay, well, when I come alive again, I am sick. And I, got to tell you, I, out of 170 people that I've done for Jennifer McLean's program, that one came up for over half the people. Basically, what that means, everybody, listen. Stop what you're doing and listen. What that means is that we're multidimensional beings, guys. That's where our power is. When we start using all of us in all dimensions and time and space, then we're all integrated and all of us is working together. But the belief is that when we get that powerful, we have to create sickness some way. So I can be powerful, but I lose all my money. I can be powerful, but my friends fall away because they get jealous or judge me for leaving the church or whatever the hell it is. I can be powerful, but I have to give up my health to do it. It's just, you know, from Eve on, poor Eve, you know, she picked a freaking apple and, you know, there hell went into a handbasket. And Joan of Arc, powerful, got burned at the stake. Christ, powerful, got crucified. All right, we don't have to believe that anymore. When I am multidimensional, I soar. I soar and celebrate every single place and subject and part of who I am. And that's what I want you to focus on because it's kicking you in the gut. And yeah, everybody in this community is on the road and holding the intention of being a powerful multidimensional being, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we can't hold the belief that we're going to be sick by doing it.
Right.
Okay. See, that's the fear of the ego makes us believe that we have to pay for it in some way. You don't. It's just a belief. Turn it around. Okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Now, there was one more thing. Back to the sheets. Yeah. Okay. So, Eileen, you've got to, and everybody, you absolutely 100% have to accept that you are the creation of you in your life. Direct your body. When I say you're actually directing and working with your body, I get a no. You're not directing your gut and your sinuses to be in balance and flow. Okay?
Well, now that I know the connection, I'll do it.
For sure, there's a huge connection there, guys. But again, don't keep focusing on what's wrong. Yes, take the steps you have to take in order to rectify your physical condition, but not without doing the energetic work also, because it'll just come back again. Do you understand?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Get busy.
Thank you.
Love you, honey. Bye-bye. We're going to go to Dale in California. Hi, you're on.
Yes, good morning. This is first-time caller.
Well, good. We like virgins, Dale. What can we help you with?
Right. I have a problem of compulsive lying, and I'm in a depressed kind of state a lot of the time, and I was just wondering when it all started and why.
Well, first of all, I want to ask you, do you know you can change it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so why are you still experiencing it if you know you can change it?
Because I'm not working on it.
Because you have, yes, that's true, but you have defined yourself as a compulsive liar and someone who's depressed. So whenever we say this is who I am, that's what our bodies and our brains and our spirits must respond to. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense to our mental minds to say, I'm happy and I always tell the truth. But that's what you've got to start defining yourself and directing you to go, no, I am telling the truth, and I am happy and balanced in my life. Now, this started about 15 lifetimes ago. Your dad in this lifetime is helping you play this out. Kind of, it looks like a negative thing in this lifetime, but he offered to help you play this out so you could finally put this down in this lifetime. That's really why you're here, is not to experience this in another lifetime or even in the rest of this lifetime. Is this making sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So you're not to use your dad or anybody else as an excuse for where Dale is. You're only using them as information to create for you the truthfulness of what you need to focus on with you. There also is the line comes from fear. Sheets, but give me a song, please.
Keep on Trucking, Great Bed.
Okay. The lying comes from the fear that you're not good enough, you'll never be enough, you're going to have to keep trying and trying and trying for the rest of your life. And again, your dad somehow created the belief within you that if you told the truth about you, you would never be enough. And so you feel like you have to lie in order to be enough. Is this resonating with you?
Yeah, no, it's all pieces
okay.
All going together.
Okay, so now you know, you've got your answers that you asked for. Now what are you going to do about them? Because that's when your life's going to change.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So you've got to consciously work with yourself. Every time you lie, you stop yourself and you go, this ain't going to give me what I want. This is never going to allow me to know my greatness. So I'm going to stop and I'm going to tell the truth right now.
You
and
say that.
I am direct every morning in this day to day. I direct myself to be in balance and lightness, to find joy in myself and in this world. Direct your day and yourself every morning before it even starts your day, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then listen to a lot of the archive shows, baby, to help keep you in balance here, Dale. You can do this, and you got to be kind of tough love with yourself to do it, okay?
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. All right. I'm going to area code 203-675. You're on.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. What's up?
I've kind of lost my question because you're so fascinating. I think I may have Coxsackie rearing up, so I'm Googling that. But, you know, I want to ask you, if there is negative attack going on from people who are jealous or whatever in the apartment complex.
No such thing, Pat. Your belief in it creates that reality in your life. There's no such thing unless you allow it. There's no such thing as negative attack.
Oh, okay, but, well, gossip. Can I explain a little bit?
Well, let me just address gossip, first of all. Why are you even involved in listening to it? Who the frick cares? If you know that it's not true and you know you're the God of you and you know that you are doing everything in your power to live in divine love, who the frick cares who says what about you?
That's exactly where I've been, except And because I had experience with this woman myself, I'm concerned that my relationship with the management and security and so on, who I really work to have a positive relationship, is maybe being influenced. Intuitively, I'm picking up on this. I'm really trying to stay out of it and be positive.
Well, the two comments that you just made don't go together. I'm really trying to stay out of this, and I'm focused on the fact that this woman may be bad-mouthing me to everybody else. Is not staying out of it.
Well, the it happened. I saw it happen.
Well, because, baby, all right, everybody listen. Everything starts with a belief. As you believe, it is delivered to you. Whether it's really going on or not, that will be your reality if you have that belief. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. So this is the belief they want you to deal with. And this is another addendum of everything that's coming forward for everybody that's on a spiritual path of enlightenment. When I am loved, I'm depressed. So when I'm loved, I have to worry about whether I'm loved. When I'm loved, I have to worry about whether people are going to withhold their love or take their love away from me. When I am loved, I allow myself to be depressed because I don't know that I'm worthy of being loved. All of those are machinations of which, by the way, guys, I just did a whole program on the meaning of all the core beliefs. We'll post it this week. And I think those of you that have the sheets or done Creation Station, you're really going to appreciate this because I go into depth and really explain what all these core beliefs are. So basically, you have a deep-seated belief. Let's get to it right now. You want to, Pat?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay.
You stop me in my tracks. I hear you.
Okay. When I'm loved, I'm depressed because sheets. But could you give me a song, my beautiful person, any song that pops in?
Happy talky talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do.
Okay, now listen.
You have a dream.
That's the line right there. You have to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true? You know what those words mean? You have to tell the universe what you want. You have to think the thoughts and feel the feelings that back it up, and then that dream comes true. So,
okay.
When I'm loved, I'm depressed because I feel like my dream is not going to come true. So, what you want in the office is harmony,
yes.
Truthfulness, harmony, truthfulness, divine love, acceptance, and you want to be honored. Did you write those things down?
No, I was just
well,
trying to take it all in.
Listen back to the show because I want you to start directing those things every morning.
Okay.
Today, these are the things I'm creating in my life and at work with everyone. And I am directing myself to know that because I am directing these things, all is delivered to me. And then you keep your focus every time somebody smiles at you at work. See, it's working. Every time somebody says thank you. See, it's working because when I'm loved, I'm joyful.
Yes. Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You guys, listen, everybody, please listen to me. When you shift it within you, it's got to shift around you. It's got to. Your body has to shift. Your coworkers have to shift. Your money has to shift because it's all energy. But you've got to find the part of you that is focusing on the negative and direct it to the positive. And once you shift you, all energy around you shifts and the reality of your life changes. You got it?
I do. And where do you post the core beliefs?
The core beliefs will, the program, it's a video that I recorded for you around the meaning of the core beliefs. In order to get the core beliefs, you need to order the balance program, and the sheets are included with that.
Okay.
It's kind of a teaching how to use the sheets, but I did not go into big detail about the core beliefs there. So a lot of people, especially in Creation Station, really wanted to delve into the deep meaning and what the positive of the negatives were, and I do that and so it'll be on I Am D. Wallace. It'll get posted this week. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank
darling.
You so much. Thank
you bet,
so much.
Pat. You can do this. You can do it, and you watch. Guys, I've worked with a lot of people that were having trouble in their offices, and they shifted them, and we even had one caller come in and go, well, it's like a miracle what's turned around in the office. Diana in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I wanted to ask a question for some discernment around this virus that's going around. I have some travel coming up.
Oh, the coronavirus?
I'm going to be traveling through.
Yeah, let's find out what the core of that is.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Look, give me a song. Good question. Good for you. Give me a song.
Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
Yeah. Okay. Because, well, all right. This is the first thing they gave me. The people in China know they have to be stopped. The government has to be stopped. The population explosion has to be stopped. The smog has to be stopped. There's too frickin' many people. So instead of just taking responsibility and being clear that they want to create more balance, they're creating sickness to not have so many people. Dear God. Yeah, I would have never. Okay, so if you're traveling, you know, you want to do all the typical things, wash your hands and, you know, but the biggest thing with any kind of sickness, guys, is we've got to keep our immune system strong. I can tell you the thing that my doctor has me on, and I think you do have to have this prescribed. It's called Immunotox, Immunotix, and you direct your body always to be in balance and in harmony and working in wellness in every way. Hold on, there's something specific for you. Sheets, book. Oh my gosh. Okay. Woo! See, I'm excited because I've never been given, we talk a lot about being open to all possibilities. I've never been directed, shut yourself off from that possibility. This is absolutely not a possibility in my life. I am not attracting this possibility. All possibilities of wellness and balance and thriving is where I live. Bring me all those possibilities. Wow, that's very exciting to me. So you can't focus on the dis-ease and create the wellness at the same time. It's an oxymoron. Your brain goes, what the hell? I don't know where you want me to go. The universe goes, all right, I get you're in fear of being sick, and I get you want to be well. I'll wait until I know where you want me to go.
Fantastic.
You understand? Okay.
Totally
hold
understand.
On. All right.
Great.
They want us to balance this for everybody. So invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Claim it with me, guys. I am divine love.
Divine love.
And so it is. Everything we've talked about so far is in place for me and for all energy right now. And so it is. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was some great information you just brought in there. Whoops, hold on. I can't get you off. There we go. All right, Iris, you're up. What's up?
Hi, Dee. Can you hear me on the Bluetooth?
I can hear you. I can hear you. What do you need, baby?
Good. I wanted to talk about feet. I'm doing Masami's hunger cravings course, and that was the first thing she said. And I have the I scheduled an appointment with the doctor, but I had that piece of glass in my right foot. So I'm just wondering, wanting a little more information about feet, like the body book or messages or. Because she said I need to work on my feet.
Yes, you need to work on your feet physically.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's what I mean. All kinds of new information we're getting today. It's not energetic. It's literally physical. And they're showing me you roll, getting like one of those little balls. And rolling your feet to it's true that there's energy that's stuck there, Iris, and it can be released just by doing that. I'm not a doctor. Of course, you want to get the glass out of your foot, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, and now they're showing me, hold on. They're showing me like a guru walking on glass, you know.
Oh, okay.
A yogi walking on glass.
Uh-huh.
And that energetic belief affects all of your health, not just your feet.
Mm.
So you really need to work with yourself and direct yourself to know that walking through life and walking into what you want and feeling great is like walking on marshmallows.
Okay.
Right? You don't have to, again, when I'm multidimensional, I'm sick, or when I'm loved by myself, I have to depress myself some way, but with pain or... You know, guys, we do not have to pay for our ascension. It is our divine right to ascend.
Well, you know, while I've been listening to the call, I was rolling my feet, and I was thinking about, you know, feet like the connection to the earth and being grounded. And I was like, well, I wonder, you know, I was just musing on that. And then what kind of like... flew through my consciousness was just this thought of like, I don't want to be here, and that's why I'm not fully stepping on
I get a yes on that. I get a yes on that, Iris.
Whoa.
So how about start directing your day in this day to day? I'm directing myself and the universe to know that I want to be here. I'm choosing to be here, and I'm choosing to be here ascending, expanding, getting everything I want easily while I stay in beautiful, perfect health with amazing relationships and a lot of money flowing to me.
Great.
Yeah.
That's
Let's
old
claim
stuff.
That for all of us, huh?
Yeah. That's old stuff. I don't need that anymore. I want to be here.
Yep. Good. I want you here because I love you.
Thank you, Dee. Oh,
you're welcome, baby. Bye-bye. Well, what an amazing show. You guys just rock. I'm so sorry I didn't get through everybody, which I almost got to. I'm so sorry. I will look at whom I did not get to and try and hit you next week. Boy, a lot of people, I'm so sorry. But wow, the channel is saying, quit saying you're sorry. They all got what they needed. So listen to the show and go, where's my answer? Because it's in the show somewhere. Again, if you could write a review on Amazon for Gabrielle's book, Eat, Pray, #FML, on Amazon or Goodreads, would be so appreciative. It would help her and me, because anytime your kid gets help, you know the mommy gets help too. Creation Station's posted. The webinar is posted that's coming up. And yeah, create your life, guys. Consciously create your lives. Anybody that listens to this show, I want you to start every day before you get out of bed by directing exactly the positive of what you want. Be open to all the possibilities of those fabulous things we are creating through divine love. And say this with me now, huh?
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.